From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 2nd. It's Brock, July 2nd, the sports rundown, five stories, no fluff. Let's get into it. First, from The Guardian Sport, Socceroos spot kick specialist Mile Jedinak shares World Cup shootout secrets video. Mile Jedinak, the former Socceroos spot kick ace, is now an assistant coach with the Australian men's team. He never missed a penalty for Australia and netted three World Cup spot kicks, so his insight carries weight. Jedinak says the key is familiarity. You rehearse the routine until it feels automatic. He stresses knowing what steadies you in the moment, whether it's a breath, a visual cue, or a mental phrase. With those tools, you can handle any pressure the shootout throws at you. He's passing that mindset on to the next generation, hoping they'll trust the process when it counts. Next, second, from Sky Sports, British GP storylines to look out for as sprint weekend returns. Silverstone is back for the British Grand Prix, the birthplace of the first world championship race, and it kicks off the European summer swing. The weekend brings the sprint format back, with a shortened race on Saturday that will shape the Sunday showdown. Sky Sports F1 points to the usual suspects, how the drivers adapt to the evolving track, the tyre choices that could make or break a run, and the strategic tweaks teams will need for the sprint's extra points. Those angles will set the tone for what could be the decisive day in the championship fight. Up next, third, from The Guardian Sport, will Foller in Balogun's World Cup red card be struck off? No. Automatic one-game ban for red card cannot be appealed. US can only appeal to change length of ban if increased Foller in Balogun's red card was the only damper on the United States 2-1 win over Bosnia and Herzegovina on Wednesday night to reach the World Cup last 16. The decision by referee Rafael Klaus to give the US forward a straight red in the 64th minute after a VAR check on a tackle to the ankle of Tarik Muhemovic means that Balogun will not be able to play against Belgium on Monday. Continue reading and then. Fourth, from The Guardian Sport, Jock Campbell returns to Wallabies side to face Ireland after 1,316-day exile. Fullback has been in good form ahead of Nations Championship James Slipper out of retirement as replacement Lucid prop Jock Campbell will start at fullback in his first test since late 2022 when Australia take on Ireland in their first Nations Championship test on Saturday. Campbell played the last of his four tests in Australia's first ever loss to Italy in Florence in 2022, but had an impressive season in Super Rugby. Continue reading next. Fifth, from The Guardian Sport, Germany are no longer a tournament team and must reconnect with our own identity. Germany's early exit marks the third straight World Cup disappointment. It's not talent or coaching that. Up next, sixth, from SB Nation. Who does the United States play in the World Cup round of 16? The United States is moving on to the round of 16 at the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Foller in Balogun's goal in the 45th minute proved to be enough, as the United States knocked off Bosnia and Herzegovina 2-0 Wednesday night. So what is up next for the United States at the World Cup? A match against Belgium, one of the top 10 teams in the world prior to the start of the tournament. Belgium booked a spot in the round of 16 with a dramatic comeback win against Senegal and now await the United States in the round of 16. Here's what you need to know about Belgium ahead of Monday's matchup. After a pair of punchless performances in group play, a 1-1 draw with Egypt followed by a 0-0 draw with Iran, with the lone goal and own goal from Egyptian defender Mohamed Haney, Belgium clinched the top spot in group G with a 5-1 victory over New Zealand, booking a match in the round of 32 against Senegal. Belgium accomplished something we have not seen since, well, the United States during the 2010 World Cup, winning the group despite not winning either of their first two matches. In that match against New Zealand, a pair of goals from Leandro Trossard, the first in the 28th minute and the second in the 50th minute, were enough for Belgium to move on. But Rudy Garcia's side added three more for good measure, as Romelu Lukaku, Alexis Salemakers, and Kevin De Bruyne all scored. De Bruyne's strike, coming outside the box, was in particular a stunning moment. Then came the match against Senegal in the round of 32, which almost mirrored Belgium's run to the knockout stage of the World Cup. The first 85 5 minutes or so were all Senegal as the African side built a 2-0 lead and looked to be moving on to the round of 16 themselves. First it was Lukaku who came on as a substitute and pulled one back for Belgium in the 86th minute. Then just minutes later Youri Tielemans somehow got to this ball into the box and his header pulled Belgium level. The match advanced to extra time. And in the second 15 minutes, it was again Tielemans. Hands calling for the ball in the box. Only this time he was chopped down to the turf. Everything then changed in the closing minutes of ordinary time. After a video review, a penalty was awarded. Tielemans stepped to the spot, buried his shot, and all but sent Belgium through to the round of 16. Moments later that was official, as the final whistle blew. The Napoli midfielder earned his 123rd cap for Belgium against Senegal, and his moment of brilliance against New Zealand illustrates what the former Manchester City player is capable of. That goal, coming days ahead of his 35th birthday, was his 38th international goal for Belgium. He was also a critical piece for Belgium during the team's run to a third place finish at the 2018 World Cup, as he finished the tournament with a goal and a pair of assists. The imposing striker, used as more of a super sub at this point in his career, can still impact a match. Coming off the bench against Egypt in Belgium's opening match of group play, his side equalised mere seconds after he came onto the pitch, with his presence in front impacting the flow of play. And it was his goal against Senegal late in the match that pulled Belgium back into the contest. Lukaku appeared in just 5 matches for Napoli this past year, scoring once, but seems to be nearing full fitness at this point in the World Cup. And that comes at a dangerous time for the United States defenders. The midfielder was a key part of Arsenal's run to the Premier League title, as he scored 6 goals and added 6 assists during the EPL season. His brace against New Zealand was a big reason Belgium won the group, and this goal highlights his skill and quality. Not only do you see the lovely touch and turn, but the reaction skills to play the ball to his foot off the deflection and finish are top-notch. The Real Madrid keeper remains one of the best to ever do it. While Thibaut Courtois may retire from the international stage following this World Cup, he remains a hulking presence in goal, his 6'7 frame sending shivers down the spine of many a striker. Courtois won the Golden Glove at the 2018 World Cup, recording 27 saves while keeping 3 clean sheets over 7 matches, and conceding just 6 times. While he has battled injuries in recent years, including missing the entire 2023-24 season with a torn ACL, he has conceded just twice ahead of the round of 16. He also set a new national record in the match against New Zealand, as it was his 18th World Cup tie for Belgium. The Manchester City forward has yet to score at the 2026 World Cup with a pair of assists to his credit, and was subbed off the pitch in the second half against Senegal. And then, 7th, from awful announcing, relive goal calls of incredible Malik Tillman free kick goal for the USA. Things were going great for the USA with a 1-0 lead in the second half in their round of 32 matchup against Bosnia and Herzegovina after a Foller in Balogun goal late in the first 45 minutes. But things took a sudden turn in the 64th minute of the game. Balogun, who has been the breakout star for the USMNT in this year's World Cup with 3 goals in the tournament, was given a controversial red card after a VAR review. Balogun appeared to accidentally step on the ankle of a Bosnian player. However, after the referee was sent to the monitor, the star striker was sent off in what was widely seen as a VAR overreach. Suddenly, the USA was down to 10 men and looked like they needed to desperately hold on for a 1-0 victory. Then up stepped Malik Tillman. The Bayer Leverkusen midfielder took the responsibility of lining up a free kick from just outside the Bosnian penalty area. And when he expertly curled the ball into the top corner for the USA's second goal of the game and a 2-0 lead, it sent the Levis Stadium into delirium. Here is the Malik Tillman free kick from Telemundo with Andres Cantor on the call. pic.twitter.com/lkpcsdi5cz Awful announcing at awful announcing July 2, 2026. The USMNT would hold on for a 2-0 victory over Bosnia and Herzegovina to win just their second knockout round game in World Cup history. Enjoy the electric calls on American broadcasters Fox Sports in English with John Strong and in Spanish with Andres Cantor on Telemundo as Malik Tillman etched his name into USMNT World Cup lore. Up next for the Stars and Stripes is Belgium, who staged a furious comeback to overcome a 2-0 deficit against Senegal with a 3-2 win in extra time. Unfortunately for the USA, Balogun will be suspended for the Belgium game thanks to his red card. The game will take place Monday in Seattle at 8 p.m. ET in what will surely be the most watched soccer game in American television history. The post-relive goal calls of incredible Malik Tillman free kick goal for the US appeared first on Awful Announcing. Next, 8th from SB Nation, World Cup 2026, Follerin Balogun gets stunning red card in round of 32. The United States may very well advance to the round of 16 at the 2026 FIFA World Cup, but they will be without their top scorer if they do. Follerin Balogun, whose goal in the 45th minute gave the United States a 1-0 lead over Bosnia and Herzegovina in the round of 32, was sent off in the second half following an awkward challenge on defender Tarik Muhemovic. The two were battling for position and a loose ball when Balogun stepped on the back of Muhemovic's foot as the two crashed to the turf. You can see that moment here. No foul was given on the pitch, nor was a card issued. But as the two players tried to recover from the collision, the Bosnia and Herzegovina sideline pleaded for a video review. Eventually, referee Rafael Klaus went to the video monitor. Balogun was consoled not only by teammate Christian Pulisic, but also by Bosnia and Herzegovina defender Sead Kolašinac. As a result, the United States is not only down to 10 men for the rest of this match, but even if they hold on to this 1-0 lead over Bosnia and Herzegovina and advance to the round of 16, they will be without their top scorer for the next match. And then he made the decision. A red card. Klaus described it as a serious foul and noted that the final decision was a red card. Under red card rules, Balogun will be forced to sit out the next match. Up next, 9th from PFD Alt. NBC could try to get both English and Spanish rights to 2030 World Cup. The World Cup rights for both the English and Spanish language broadcasts in the US will be available in 2030 to the highest bidder. NBC, which currently has the Spanish version of the World Cup via Telemundo and Peacock, may try to get both. Austin Cup of Sports Business Journal reports that NBC has had internal discussions regarding an extension of the Spanish version. Telemundo executive Joaquin Duro told SBJ that the end result could entail NBC emerging with both packages. Definitely something that we are beyond exploring, Duro told SBJ. FOX is paying $485 million for the English version of the 2026 World Cup, which has proven to be a massive bargain. Cup reports that the Fox and Telemundo averaged 9.7 million total viewers per game in the group stage. The split was 5.05 million for the English broadcast and 4.6 million for the Spanish broadcast. The NFL's next wave of broadcast deals will commence in 2030, when the NFL exercises its prerogative to shorten the existing contracts by 4 years. Any NFL partner that hopes to land the World Cup 2 will be digging deep to pay for the rights, but the expense will ideally be offset by plenty of advertising revenue and other benefits from televising the games. And then, 10th, from Awful Announcing. BBC's Danny Murphy drops the most incredible World Cup commentary story. We used to announcers telling some pretty random stories during sporting events to pass the time, but we've never heard anything quite like Danny Murphy's tale when calling the Norway Ivory Coast World Cup game for the BBC about his poor lost cat. Murphy was a longtime Premier League star as a central midfielder. He is most well known for his time at Liverpool from 1997-2004, but also spent time at Charlton, Tottenham, Fulham, and Blackburn Rovers. He earned 9 caps for England and since his playing days has been a longtime commentator. During Monday night's game, a bit of Murphy's commentary went viral around the world and not just in England. When talking about Norway's Oscar Bob as he was being substituted onto the pitch, it reminded the former player about his childhood cat. And nobody could have been prepared for where the commentary went from there, as the BBC even provided the world the booth view of the story. We're still thinking about Danny Murphy and Bob the cat. Commentary camera just dropped pic.twitter.com/pgvrhdz9vj match of the day at BBC Match July 1, 2026. I used to have a cat called Bob, Murphy said. Broadcast booth partner Steve Bauer immediately interjected that the game wasn't that bad to be going on this tangent. But thankfully Murphy didn't let him or the nation of viewers down. He jumped in the back of a Royal Mail van and lost him. Sad, really. Anyway, Murphy deadband. The commentary camera view shows that this was the most incredible attempt at dry, macabre humor. The fact that he stared down Bauer the entire time is hilarious. And the anyway at the end was the icing on the cake. But now we're left wondering whatever happened to the Murphy family cat. Hopefully it eventually found a good home. At least we can rest assured that he didn't get lost in the BBC's Iron-Posed Mountains of Houston, Texas. The post-BBC's Danny Murphy drops the most incredible World Cup commentary story that appeared first on Awful Announcing. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow.